Well, here I am. CBS, this must be the place. Yep, there's a big sign that says, Tide presents Red Skelton. Tide. Tide in the tide. Boy, all I got to say is it better be good this year or Tide's in and Skelton's out.
Red Skelton program brought to you by Procter & Gamble's amazing new discovery for your whole family's wash, Tide. With Red Skelton, Dave Rose, the Four Knights, Doreen Tuttle, Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan, Martha Wentworth, and John Holbrook will be me, Rod O'Connor. Busy and nervous at his home, we find MGM's answer to Mighty Joe Young. Skelton.
Well, Rod O'Connor.
Gee, Red, it's good to see you. Let me take a look at you. Gosh, you haven't changed a bit.
Yeah, well, okay, put me down, will you? You look good, too, Rod.
Well, I feel good, too. I've lost a few pounds.
You mean you have investments in England?
Hey, I hear that every afternoon at 4, they serve tea and half-pound cake now. I went over to England this summer. I wanted to see what the American dollar looked like. Sneaks up on you, didn't it, huh?
Well, how do you feel about going to a new network?
Well, I'm a little nervous.
Well, you're always nervous. You should see a psychiatrist.
Oh, you kidding? Anybody who sees a psychiatrist ought to have his head examined.
Well, that's a brilliant remark, isn't it?
You're not really that nervous.
I'm not, huh? Last night I put my pants to bed and I hung over the chair all night.
Well, okay, I'll help you dress. Where do you keep your shorts?
In the third drawer.
Clean shirts?
Third drawer.
Your suit?
In the third drawer.
Well, how can you keep all your clothes in one drawer?
You're married. Stop asking silly questions.
Well, come on now and get dressed. You know, you promised to stop by and pick up the Four Knights.
Oh, yeah. Did you know that they're going to night school now?
No. What are they studying?
Hydramatics.
Hydramatics?
Oh, no. No, no.
What?
Yeah, they're studying hydramatics.
Hydramatics?
Yeah. That's in case anything goes wrong, they'll know how to shift for themselves.
Well, come on, let's get down to CBS. My car's stacked up in the backyard here.
Okay.
Hey, Rod, you sit in the back. There's more room.
Okay.
Oh! What's the matter? Oh, thanks. I've been looking for that oil can for a month now. Hey, do you know how to get to CBS?
For sure.
Okay. Uh-oh. Here comes that nasty old neighbor of mine, that Mrs. Fussy. Let's get out.
Mr. Skelton! Mr. Skelton!
I'm sorry. I can't talk now, Mrs. Fussy. I'm on the air.
That, Mr. Skelton, is why we can't get rid of the smog in Los Angeles. Your jokes are lousing up a metropolis. I don't know what connections you have, but if the truth were known, I'll bet you a vice squad telephone that the only way you ever got on CBS was through Mickey Cohen.
Oh. Miss Fussy, look.
Mr. Skelton, I don't have to take that kind of talk from you. And would you mind standing in the shade? The sun is over my house, and you're getting some of it on you.
But look,
I'm warning you. If you get a tan from my son, when you peel, you'd better give the skin back to me.
Oh, really, now,
Don't you ever stop talking. And another thing. While you were gone this summer, I found some of your aunts taking sugar from my kitchen and putting it in a hole in your yard. Oh, how sneaky can you get? My husband Jessup were only here.
You had a husband?
Now, what kind of a slurring remark was that? You don't think I could attract a man?
Oh, sure you could. You've got everything that a man wants. Muscles, mustache.
Well, that does it. I'll get up a petition. And to think I was so happy when I heard you were going to CBS. I thought they meant China, Burma, and Saipan.
You know, I think I'm winning her over.
Oh, here come the four knights.
Yeah, sounds more like the four horsemen.
Hiya, fellas. Come on, get in the car. We're late. Hey, what are you guys going to sing on the show?
Do the huckabuck, you do the huckabuck, and
John Holbrook speaking of the nation's number one wash day product, Tide.
You know, the way you women have taken Tide and made it the largest selling wash day product in America almost overnight is pretty amazing. But then Procter & Gamble's Tide is pretty amazing in itself. For Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap, cleaner than any other suds, cleaner than any other washing product known. You see, Tide, unlike soap, removes both dirt and soap film too. And that's important to cleaner clothes. Yet with all this miracle cleaning power, Tide is truly safe for all your washable colors. In fact, Tide actually brightens soap-dulled colors. And Tide washes white things beautifully. In harvest water, Tide gets sheets, towels, shirts whiter than anything else you can buy. No wonder you women are buying more Tide than any other wash day product in America. Because no soap, no other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Tide.
Tide is dirt. How Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E, Tide.
Well, here's CBS. You go park the car, Rod, and I'll go in and get the rehearsal started.
What studio are we in?
I don't know. Find out at the information desk.
Where's the information desk?
I don't know. Ask the information desk. Sponsors, kid, or no sponsors, kid, that 8-year-old writer has got to go.
Okay. I'll see you as soon as I park the car.
Okay. Hey, just a minute. Stop that car, will you? Stop that car. Away you think you're going?
Well, I'm going to park this car.
Yeah, you and who else? This is CBS employees only. That's one of the reasons that Mr. Binney came over here, you know. Free parking.
Well, you don't understand. You see, I work here. I'm an announcer.
That's a likely story. If you're an announcer, where's your dictionary? Look, I see talent coming in and out of here all day long, but you just don't look right to me for some reason. You just don't look right. I've seen people, but you just don't look right. I could tell if you was an announcer, because I used to be one myself.
I don't think you were an announcer.
Oh, no? Well, get a load of this. What now, brown towel?
Well, look, Look, I've got to get into rehearsal. Will you please park my car?
Well, you'll have to wait. From 12 to 3 is my lunch hour, you know.
12 to 3?
Oh, yes, yes. Got to have dessert, you know.
Well, then maybe you'd better let me park it myself.
No, you look like a nice guy. I'll park it for you.
Well, thank you.
Now, when you come out, it'll be between that Buick and that Oldsmobile there. Good thing those Buicks have got those little holes on the side. You couldn't breathe in here.
You know, I could have you fired for wrecking my car.
Oh, no, you can't.
Oh, yes, I can.
Oh, no, you can't, because I don't work here.
Now I know why stars have nervous breakdowns. Boy, get a load of that crowd. Pardon me. Pardon me, cowboy.
Just a minute, fella. After all, I'm waiting to get in, too. So stop your pushing. I'm from Texas. Texas did I, they call me.
Texas? Are you an oil man?
I sell more oil than Texaco. I've got the exclusive contract to furnish all the oil for George Raft's hair.
Well, if you're so wealthy, why are you standing out in this no-ticket line eating a sandwich?
Well... This gets me. Ask me again. Now, get this.
Why are you eating a sandwich?
I'm hungry. That boy has got to go. Would you like a bite of my sandwich? It's awful good. I made it myself. Raisin bread, mustard, liver sausage, Limburger cheese, chopped onion, garlic salt, and a little pinch of Airwick. You see, the Airwick gives you the courage to walk up to it, you see. That Limburger is so strong. Did you know that I put some Limburger cheese in the trap? Caught the mouse backing into it? Wouldn't care for a bite, would you?
Well, no, thanks. I have to do a broadcast.
Oh, you're on the radio, huh? What show?
Red Skelton.
Please, I'm eating.
Why don't you go back to Texas?
I intend to, just as soon as the smoke thins out and I can find where the railroad station is. Well, see you later, Yankee.
They have more characters in these no-ticket lines than we do in the show.
Look. You've got to let me. I got a show to do in a few minutes, please.
Hey, Red, what's the trouble?
All this hangover from Army red tape won't let me through without a pass.
That is correct. Yeah. Everyone must have a pass.
I told you I'm Red Skelton.
We've never heard of you around here.
I know. I've been over on NBC.
Don't say those words around here. Wash your mouth out with Mutual.
I'm sorry.
Now, please move on and stop wasting my time. Yeah. We are not auditioning new programs.
New? New?
Yes.
My boy, I've been in radio since I remember when Kate Smith started to get the moon over the mountain. Why, I knew Widder Brown's husband. Now, how do I get a pass to get in this joint?
You'll have to see Mr. Mason.
Yeah, well, how do I see him?
Through Mr. Ross.
Well, how do I see Mr. Ross?
You'll have to see Mr. Paley.
Well, how do I see Mr. Paley?
Nobody sees Mr. Paley.
Look, it so happens
that... Oh, why argue with him, Red? Let's go across the street and have a cup of coffee and let him look for us.
Yeah, okay.
If I can be of any further help to you, just let me know.
Turn blue. Let's sit here, Ron.
Okay. Hey, get a load of that waitress.
Well, here's the menu, boys. Look it over, and I'll be right back.
Mighty Joe Young's mother.
Yeah. At the Boston Tea Party, she was one of the bags they threw overboard. No, I'm kidding. She's really a beautiful girl. Beautiful hair down her back. Not on her head, but plenty down her back. Here she comes. Here she comes.
Hi, you all. You cute little old boy. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, I don't know. What do y'all got in mind?
Coffee?
Yeah.
Cream?
Yeah.
Sugar?
Yeah.
Cotton sauces?
No, bring it over in a napkin. We'll wring it out. My first show on CBS goes on in a half hour, and here I am sitting drinking coffee.
Oh, relax. They'll come looking for us.
You sure?
Sure. I've got the Tide commercials in my pocket.
Well, don't you let them have them unless they take us, too.
Oh, stop worrying.
Well, here you are, boy. Two napkins soaked in coffee.
Hey, get all these two guys in the spiffy uniform.
Yeah, they're CBS pages.
Yeah? One of them's a big fat guy like you, and the other one is built nice and thin like me.
What do you got in mind?
Well, if we could get into the studio with those uniforms, you understand? Okay, Rod, let's go someplace where we can change into these uniforms. Here, we'll change in this phone booth here.
Okay, but it's a pretty tight squeeze.
Yeah.
I could just barely sit in it.
Yeah, well, throw those phone books out. They're hanging right where you need the most room. There, now, hurry up now.
Well, I've got it on. How do I look? Do I look like a CBS guide?
Nope.
What do I look like?
You want some peanuts?
No, stop kidding. How do I look?
It's okay if you like a bare midriff like that. Sure fits you tight, don't it?
Yeah, so don't stand in front of me. I might have to breathe and you'll get a face full of brass buttons.
Hey, let's get over to the studio and I'll try to act like real pages. Sneer a lot. Well, at least we made it to the lobby now, so they won't get wise and throw us out, Rod. You handle the ticket line, and I'll go find our studio.
But there aren't any people out there, Red.
There will be. It's starting to rain. Well, at last, I found my studio.
Dave, David Rose, it's almost time to let the audience into the studio. Will you please run through your American hoedown once more?
Today, there are a great many really good wash day products for sale. So naturally, we're pretty proud that you women are buying more of Procter & Gamble's Tide than any other wash day product in America. It shows that Tide really lives up to this promise. Tide will get your clothes cleaner than any soap, any other suds, any other washing product known. You see, unlike soap, Tide removes both dirt and soap film. Yet with all this amazing cleaning power, Tide is truly safe for all your washable colors. In fact, Tide actually brightens soap-dulled colors. And in hardest water, Tide gets white things whiter than any other washing product known. So try Tide. You'll get oceans of suds, suds that look and feel different. And you'll see why Tide is outselling all other wash day products in America. No soap, no other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Tide.
Well, now, a listener can't complain about a short commercial like that.
Hey! Hey, Fred! Fred, where have you been?
Huh?
What's the uniform gag?
This is no gag. It's the only way I could get into CBS.
Well, where's Rod?
He's outside holding down the no-ticket line. Get somebody to go get him. I'll be over in the dressing room. We'll run through this stuff.
Okay, fellas, take five. Have your tickets ready for the Red Skelton Show. Doors open in 10 minutes.
Mommy! Mommy! Mommy!
Maybe the policeman has seen her. Hey, mister. Hey, mister, you're in the monkey
suit. Have your tickets ready.
Mister.
Only Tide box tops will be accepted.
Maybe a quick shot from my atomic bean shooter will get this balloon's attention here. Well, now, see. There, I got it. There. Now, I'll get it here. Let's see. Now, first, I got to load it. Where's my can of beans? Here. There. Loaded. Now I will aim it at him. Oh, brother, now pull the trigger. What a bean shooter! What a bean shooter! Boy, if he didn't have his mouth open, that slab of pork would have hit him right in the puss.
Hey! Hmm? Little boy.
Hmm?
Why did you splatter me with that can of beans?
Oh, I don't know.
Who brought you here?
Well, they stated the stork brought me, but I know better. I know better. Yes. Bargain basement. Sears and Roebuck, they got me.
I'll bet you're lost.
No, I'm not. I'm not lost. I'm not lost. I'm right here. My mummy's lost.
Well, we'll find her. What's she like?
Well, my mummy is the strangest person you have ever seen in your life. She is so strange. She's tall, short, fat, and skinny.
She can't be short and tall and fat and skinny.
I told you she was strange. That's good. Oh, look, a little bucket of sand here.
Now, little boy, get out of there. That's for cigarette butts.
Well, I ain't digging for gold.
Come on, now, we'll try and find your mother.
Yeah, I want my mommy. Oh, my mommy.
No, 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 I wouldn't cry like that.
Well, everybody has their own technique.
Maybe I'd better get a policeman to help you find your
mother. Oh, no, 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 no. I beg you, me scrubby widow knees. My bony widow knees. Don't call a policeman. I got a record. I'm a 2-time loser. He'll be up to the river to the reform school. And just when I'm getting in good with Mickey.
Well, come on in the studio now while I look for your mother.
Okay, okay. Hey, what kind of studio is this? Is this an artist studio? Where's the models? Where's the models?
No, this is CBS radio studio.
Oh, yes, radio. Well, I'm a television fan myself. Only I can't watch it. It hurts me with the eyes.
It does?
Yeah, I'm sitting there watching Hopalong Cassidy and get dust in them all the time. Where are we at now?
We're inside the studio.
Oh, really? What's that stack of tin cans on that table there?
That's part of the sound effects.
Really? Do tell. Do tell. What's these stacks of paper here?
Oh, those are the scripts.
Oh.
Now, don't touch a thing.
Oh, no, no.
You stay here, and I'll go look for your mother.
Oh, sure. That trusting old soul lady. Oh, poor simple soul.
Now, I'll be right back.
Well, okay. Well, here I is, all alone. I do hope this network knows what that means. Well, I think I'll put on a widow show for myself. First, I got to have some music. So I'm going to play this drum with my feet. Well, I really put my foot in it that time. Oh, too bad I can't read. But anyway, I'll just take some of these scripts. And I will mix them all up and shuffle them like my pop does when he plays canasty, you know. He plays canasty. Just shuffle them up. The script's real good. Now, oh, look at all the stuff on the table here. Bells, pots, pans, everything. Well, I guess as well give them a whirl, too. Can't play favorite, you know. Number by Spike Jones will be some enchanted nut house.
Junior!
But don't yell, you scared me too. Oh, goodness.
What are you doing?
Well, it's about time you showed up to find out. Believe me, where have you been? Nipping again something?
Junior,
sneaking a beer or something?
I've been watching television.
I knew it. Been nipping again.
Junior, what are you doing up on that stage? Hmm? Come down here before someone catches you and hurts his hand hitting you over the head.
You sure love me, don't you?
Do you realize you've done a terrible job?
Well, I could have done better if I'd had more time.
When I get you home, Junior, I'll fix your wagon.
Well, it's about time. It's been broken now for 2 weeks.
I mean your red one.
Oh.
Come here to me.
No, no. Oh, no. Oh, you hit me. You hit me. You slapped me, silly. You slapped me. You broke me with a jaw. You broke me jaw. And you slapped me, silly. I can't talk.
You're talking now.
I thought I heard voices.
Now, that's just a sample, young man. Now, let's get out of here before Mr. Skelton catches
us. Okay.
Come on, hurry.
One.
Well, I'll be glad when this first show's over.
Yeah.
Hey, Red, what happened? This place is a wreck.
Oh, no. Look, everything's messed up. Look at the scripts.
Red, it's airtime. What are we going to do?
Well, I don't know. I guess we'll just have to ad-lib a show or a guest. Tell them to hurry and let the audience into the studio.
They're already in.
Well, they're awful quiet.
I'll take a peek, see if there's anybody. Hey, there's only one guy sitting out there.
Well, audience or no audience, we're going to do a show. Run up the curtain.
Run up the curtain? What do you think I look like, a monkey?
I'll give you $10 you show me that.
Run up the curtain. That boy has got to go. Well, good evening, fella. I'm sorry we don't have a larger crowd, but since you were nice enough to show up, why, we've decided to do the entire show just for you.
That's fine. But make it snappy, because I'm Mr. Paley, and I've got to check the shows on another network.
Thanks for being with us, and until next Sunday...
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening. And if your stores don't have Tide, keep asking for it, because they sell so fast they can't keep it on the shelves. Thanks for buying more and more of that wash day miracle, Tide.
Tide is dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
Here's an amazing offer from New Dream, the shampoo that gives a complete hair beauty routine.
It's really exciting. Right now, when you try this sensational New Dream, you can get a lovely beauty curl hairbrush. It has a clear plastic handle, real nylon bristles, and it's the new small size, perfect for brushing short hairdos.
What a hair beauty bargain. A medium-sized bottle of New Dream packed with this smart beauty curl hairbrush. Together, they're actually worth $1.19. But you get them both for only 69 cents. This amazing offer is good for a limited time only, so hurry. Ask for yours at any cosmetic counter where they carry New Dream Shampoo.
Invite you to join us again for the Red Skelton Show next Sunday. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.